WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is one of the states that's going to be affected tomorrow by the beginning of the rollout of a Biden administration mandate for healthcare workers to get their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That aligned with something Governor Murphy discussed last week. The mandate is welcomed by some but resented by others who fear a worsening of staff shortages. Tonight, homeless service providers and volunteers will interview people experiencing homelessness in New Jersey who stayed in shelters, in the woods, under bridges, and other locations the night before. It's the 9th annual Point in Time Count, which is especially critical this year due to the Omicron COVID surge and the end of the state's eviction moratorium, says Casey Vankowski at Monarch Housing Associates.
So it's really important that communities have a clear picture of who's homeless, who's currently homeless, who's entering homelessness, and what are the barriers getting people into permanent, stable housing.
In 2021, the Point in Time Count found 8,097 homeless individuals comprising 6,210 families across New Jersey. A couple of Mondays ago, you may remember us telling you about an especially violent weekend in New Brunswick. It concluded with the fatal shooting of a man on a street corner on a Sunday morning. Now prosecutors say the man they believe pulled the trigger in Nathaniel Edwards Jr.'s death, 23-year-old Malik Stringer, has been arrested in Georgia and is charged with murder. Why is Wall Street trending downward since the beginning of the year? Ken Kamen of Mercadian Asset Management says the drop is being fueled by the Fed getting ready to start raising interest rates.
This has been very much telegraphed, but when, you know, it starts to happen, people get a bit freaked out, and we're starting to see the market try to get ahead of that.
He adds investors are moving away from stocks with big potential but no earnings to companies with proven track records and solid balance sheets. Now the Driveway.com business report, and right on cue, the Federal Reserve is signaling that it plans to begin raising its benchmark interest rate as soon as March, a key step in reversing its pandemic-era low-rate policies that have fueled hiring and growth but also escalated inflation. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones closed down 131 points. Driveway.com makes selling your car as easy as ordering pizza. Just go online, get an offer, and they'll come pick it up. Get started at Driveway.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Friday night into Saturday, some snow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
101.5, you guys are my all-day thing.
New Jersey 101.5.
404, New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, the New Jersey Turnpike, a real sore spot right now. That South Bend side, what a mess, going from Exit 9 down towards just before the Joyce Comer service area. That's a crash involving a truck and a bus. They collided. They're blocking two left lanes on the Turnpike truck lanes going south into south of Exit 9. There's also lots of traffic on 18 going south from the Turnpike down towards Tice's Lane, so look out for that as well. You've got slow traffic on Route 1 in Edison. Route 9 in Lakewood jammed up at Central Avenue. It's a South Bend crash. We've had a crash in Lakehurst on Route 70 on the eastbound side right by 37. Heads up for delays around that. And leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, everything still under a 5-minute wait. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Christine Astolfo, New Jersey traffic south. We're looking at delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. It's going to be the northbound side leading into exit 3. The off-ramp here is blocked off because of an overturned tractor trailer being worked on. Also, Route 30 westbound by Airport Circle had a crash. That's gone. 295 southbound between 73 and 70. Very slow still, even though a crash is gone. 73 surrounding 295 is very slow. Slow moving as well. So is 42 southbound on your approach into the area of Creek Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next reports at 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
Have something to say on New Jersey 101.5? Speak your mind now at 800-283-1015.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The snowstorm hype machine is fully fired up now for Friday night into Saturday, and there is good reason for it, I guess. The worst case scenario here would be a lot of snow, especially along the coast near blizzard conditions with strong winds, but it's all based on the track. How close to the coast will that storm get? Forecast confidence still too low to put definitive snow totals in this forecast, but I am hopeful that details will become clearer by tomorrow. For tonight, our weather looks quiet and clear and cold. Lows mainly in the mid-teens across New Jersey, with some single digits in the coldest corners of the state. Tomorrow will not be much warmer than today. Lower 30s with sunshine. Cloudy and mid-30s on Friday, with a few snow showers possible during the day. And then we're watching that chance for steadier, heavier accumulating snow Friday night into early Saturday. Could be some wind issues Saturday. It's going to be bitterly cold this weekend. Highs only upper 20s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Byram, it's 24, Manchester 30, North Brunswick 29. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by NJ Diet. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. NJDiet.com. NJDiet.com.
New Jersey 101.5.